You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, thank you so much, guys, for all the donations that have been coming in. We think pretty soon we're going to be hitting our $10,000 mark. Not bad. Not bad. I mean, I know I want to raise $50,000 to $100,000, but oh my gosh, $10,000 could do a lot for these kids. So thank you guys so much, and please, please, please keep them coming. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Help the Click Fight Blood Cancer link. Whatever you could give, $5, $10, $200, whatever you could give, we truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you. On my website also, there's a place where you can email questions, and I definitely have started to get a little bit behind on them, so I apologize. I'm trying to answer each and every one. Some of them I could read on air. If you don't want me to read the questions on air, please tell me. This was an interesting one. Art wrote, my grandson wants to be a physician and go to medical school. I, like you, am not a fan of Obamacare. Should I discourage him in this current environment? Then he kind of goes on to say where he thinks he could, you know, engineering may be better and whatever. Just the idea, I just want to stop at this point here. Should we discourage any of our younger people to not go into medicine? My answer to that is hell no. Okay? Hell no. Okay? I think anybody should be whatever they want to be. Okay? We doctors are going to get along fine. We're not going to be rich. We're going to probably be overworked, underpaid, sued, right? You know, to our fullest extent, like many of our brethren have been. But I got to tell you, even with all the bullets that we dodge, for those of us that really, really love medicine, you know, we're still happy. I mean, if you asked me, am I happy with what I'm doing? Now, true, I also have a great outlet doing radio, you know, and I love, you know, doing radio. But, yeah, I do love medicine. You know, the new healthcare environment, it is getting more and more ugly. And what's making it uglier also is patients are getting a lot meaner. You know, I mean, it was easy when doctors and patients were kind of on the same side. Now, this whole Obamacare has kind of pitted patient against doctor, and it's extremely frustrating. I know your copays have gone up, but I'm not getting paid by the insurance companies. I have to live on your copay. So we can't just sit there and go, oh, don't pay your copay, because we're not making money. You know, I told you one of our the doctors we had to take my kid to, the copay was $75, and our insurance paid him nothing and said we had to owe for the visit like $400, etc. Now, that's ridiculous. I am furious. Now, am I furious with the insurance company? I should be, okay, because that's a real crappy policy. Am I furious with the doctor? No, right? But that's because I'm a doctor. It's easy. But for a lot of us that really don't have love for your physicians or your nurse practitioners or your PAs, you're going to be pretty upset that you have to pay $75 or $400 for that visit. I get that. And I got to tell you, my job is a lot harder now that I don't have patients that I could work with. These people are mad, and instead they're angering their anger at me when they should be angling it at our administration and at their insurance company. But it's a hell of a lot easier to project it onto me. And it's very, very frustrating right now. I still love medicine, and I'm just hoping things change. But it's kind of getting ugly right now. And I understand why you guys are upset. Just don't be upset at us doctors, okay? There's only so much we could do. And you know it's insurance fraud. If we decide to say, oh, you know what, fine. Okay, if you don't want to pay the $75, just pay this. That, we could get in trouble because you will then have to do that for every single person. If anybody actually paid their copay like they were supposed to, they could then make a case on it. So you have to, you know, don't expect doctors to just write things off like they always have been. You can't, we can't do that. If you have a $12,000 deductible and you are trying to work towards it, you know, and things get run through your insurance, you can't then turn around and say, okay, well, just give me a cash discount. Don't run it through the insurance. You can't do that. Doctors can only do so much without getting in trouble. And trust me, doctors are always being scrutinized. So it's a very, very frustrating situation. So if your kid want or grandkid wants to be a physician, I'll say go ahead. However, what I would do, though, is make sure you have a long talk and find out why they want to do it. If they're like, oh, I want to be rich, okay, then you may want to say, no, 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 no. Okay, doctors aren't rich anymore, okay? I mean, maybe some plastic surgeons out there or some, you know, some, but no, okay? I mean, you know, why do you want to be a doctor? Well, because I want to help people. Okay, now there's lots of ways to help people. Okay, well, I really, you know, like me, well, I really want to dig deep, you know, and pull out tumors and deal with gunshots. I wanted to basically be an ER doc, and I had no idea when I was younger. I wanted to fix boo-boos and, you know, kiss boo-boos and all that, and my parents knew, okay, she wants medicine. I mean, ever since I was out of diapers, that's just something I really, really dug. But you'll have some people that go, yeah, I just want to make things feel better. Like, what about animals? Ooh, yeah, I want to make animals feel better. Okay, well, then they'll go into veterinary medicine. So you know, I would open up the discussion and see, but don't talk anybody out of it. Let them know, though, of the realities. Okay? You know, let them know. Now, what is good about being a doctor? Well, what's good about being a doctor is if this is what you want to do, you feel satisfied that when you wake up in the morning, you are doing something to benefit mankind. I love that idea. Okay? I don't think I could pick a job where I'm not directly benefiting, even though many other jobs do indirectly benefit because, let's say you're a lawyer, but then you take the money you make and you donate to a charity, or you're helping somebody, you know, fight a rapist. I mean, you are doing good, you know, I mean, but sometimes there could be work where you're getting up that morning, you're really not doing anything to help people. So for me, that's really, that just makes me feel like I'm at least racking up some brownie points with God up there, because I'm at least dedicating every day to helping people. So I really dig that, okay? Number two is, by the time you finish your education, you do have an MD or a DO or a DC or an NP or a PA after your name. That's pretty valuable, okay? You may lose your license doing something stupid, okay? But you could still keep your degree. And that degree does have value. Maybe it's not going to have much value in this current healthcare environment, but later on it may add, may get value. So, no, don't discourage him. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the depth of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on, or the Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. A lot of D's out there. All right, so they say that people who take cholesterol medications are using it as a license to overeat. And we're seeing more and more of these people gain weight. Researchers found that U.S. adults taking statins in 1999 to 2000 were eating fewer calories than people not taking the medications, but statin users were eating about the same amount as non-statin users through that last year. So they think what's happening, and we were talking about this earlier this weekend, this was a study out of the University of Tokyo in Japan, that many people think they have that protective effect with medications. Okay? You know, I talked about how if I ever get diagnosed with diabetes, I joke how I'll go on insulin so I can adjust the insulin for the amount of sugar I'm eating. Well, it's no joke. Okay? I think a lot of us think that if we are taking the medication is going to handle everything. Now, this is another, shall we say, unsafe trend that we're moving towards, where we're relying on something else to fix it. Let me just quickly review the study, and then we're going to talk about that. Statins like Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, we talk about, inhibit the production of cholesterol. It's used to also, cholesterol helps build new cells, keep the body functioning. You need cholesterol, but too much cholesterol could cause cardiac plaquing, coronary artery plaquing, carotid artery plaquing, and then heart and stroke, etc. They say right now, according to the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, the number of U.S. adults eligible to actually take statin medications may now be up to 56 million. I know some of you are thinking, oh, the pharmaceutical companies are really, really happy about that. Remember, many of these medicines are already generic. So, no, you're not having a lot of people doing the dance. You know, where I do the dance is how my patients that probably should be having heart attacks aren't, because the cholesterol medicine is preventing it. So I don't care which company gets the credit, okay? I just want something done. I own stock in Pfizer, but one of my favorite cholesterol medicines is Crestor. So, and I don't own money in AstraZeneca. So I prescribe what I feel is going to do the best job. I know I probably should, but I don't know. I just don't want to touch the stock market. I bought Pfizer years ago when I was a resident, and they started to have Z-packs and things like that. And I guess the stock was about to split. So the reps told us. So a bunch of us bought, I think I bought like $50 worth of stock. I mean, just a few shares, because it was going to split into like three. I was like, wow. Anyway, nah, never made money. I honestly, I'm not a good person when it comes to, I'm not very good when it comes to stock market and that, because you really got to be on top of it. You can't just donate or put money into the stock market and then not think about it again. Okay? You need to actually sit there and study it and watch it and buy and sell. And, you know, I know there's the long-term mutual fund stuff, the index mutual funds, and those are nice, you know, but that to me just, I usually, you know, let my husband kind of handle all that. I'm more of the medical person in the house, okay? I'm the one that does the prostate checks and the, you know, yeah, exactly. That's me. Anyway, they say that the average statin users were consuming about 2,000 calories a day, all right, compared to non-statin users at 2,100 calories a day. Now, even though non-statin users were eating more, you would think that the people who have a cholesterol problem would be watching their diet. So I think what they're concerned about is a lot of people on these medications, they're really not changing their diet. They're really not doing things differently. Now, why is that? Well, it could be the medicine's fault. Okay? I've had many of you guys, before you go on the medication, struggle and bust your butt to try to lower your cholesterol. And you just can't. Either it's genetic, etc. We put you on a little baby 5-milligram dose of Crestor or a 10-milligram dose of Lipitor, etc., and you see your cholesterol numbers plummet. That is pretty remarkable. And then you realize that you may not have all the control that you do. Now, mind you, I don't like to put anybody on medication if I think they could do it themselves and if I've given them a trial. But if I think you have some sort of a genetic tendency to having the high cholesterol, I'm not going to mess with it. Okay? I mean, because for every day you're clogged, you're at risk for a heart attack or stroke. So I am going to be very aggressive when it comes to blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, and cholesterol medicine, because diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol are very aggressive. They hurt the heart, they hurt the kidneys, they cause death. I'm not going to mess around. As opposed to other things where I'm like, we could, you know, so for example, one of you had written me a few weeks ago, your cholesterol is 216. What should you do? Well, a total cholesterol of 216 may not be that bad. That's not the scary part. What I want to know is, how bad are your triglycerides, the fats? How bad is your bad cholesterol, your LDL? What's your ratio? Okay. What's your ratio of your total cholesterol to your good cholesterol, etc.? I want to know what the ratio is. And then I kind of get an idea of what the heck is going on. Because you could have a lot of good HDL. Your HDL could be up in the 70s, and no wonder your total cholesterol is high. So, you know, it all depends. But if you're running around with a cholesterol of 300, and your LDL is 200, and you only weigh 110 pounds, we are looking at genetics here, and that's why I would want you on the medication. But now going back to the psychology of these medications. So here you guys are, you're busting your butt dieting, you're busting your butt exercising. No wonder so many of you are asking for diet pills. You could take a diet pill, you think, and then not, and be able to lose weight. We want a pill, because we know pills out there work. Are they healthy? Are they a safe alternative? Are they a long-term solution? Hell no. But we want results. We have the type of psychology now where we need to be rewarded. Why do you think games like Candy Crush are so popular? Because they consistently reward you. You know, I was playing Candy Crush. I bring up Candy Crush a lot because of the psychology of it. I was playing Candy Crush yesterday because my fiber kicked in, and I accidentally hit the wrong candy. I could have gotten like a 4 in a row, and I accidentally hit like a 3 in a row. Well, instead of me feeling bad, it still gave you the same colorful signal. Like, don't worry about it, move on. So you didn't get the negative feedback, okay? People like to be rewarded. They like to be coaxed. They like to be stroked, etc. So these medications offer instant gratification of what you want done. You want results. Now look at this. I mean, we're all hooked on our cell phones and our smartphones, etc. They say if you look at your smartphone 60 times a day, you're an addict. Well, I get probably 40 texts a day. So I'm not even including checking my emails or checking my alarm or checking my calendar, etc. I don't want to say we're addicted. I say we're really, really dependent on our cell phones now. And okay, you know, when I make a call, I want to know it went through. Okay, I want to know somebody received it. I want to know that I am going to have my result. Now, why is this scary? Because if people don't get the results they want, many of them give up. Okay, that's not what we're looking at here. Okay, we're supposed to be a much stronger population. You know, another show I'm starting to watch is Turn. That's pretty good, you know, where they kind of go back to the colonial times and I guess the first spy ring. Okay, it's supposed to be based on a true story. So it's pretty, pretty cool. But you look back there and you're like, okay, well, what, you know, did they get instant gratification? No, they had to wait till their food was cooked. They had to go and find their food. They had to bring it back and cook. Now everything is so instantaneous. That's also why we're becoming more and more attention deficit. But what happens if you can't get the medicine? Have we trained ourselves how to deal with things if we can't get our medicine or we can't get our results or if we can't afford to look at the results? I have patients taking medication and they don't want to do their blood work because they can't afford to, but they don't know if it's working. One of the reasons why I do blood work is number one is to make sure you're not having a side effect. When we're looking at cholesterol medication, taking a cholesterol medication could at times irritate the liver. So I like to monitor the liver. But another reason why I like to do the blood work is because I know you need to see your results. If you see the results and you see the fruits of your labor, you're going to be more engaged. You're going to be more connected. You're going to be more involved. And I understand the psychology now of patients. You need your x-rays. I am so happy I have an x-ray machine in my office because then I could show you what's going on with your neck, back, feet, etc. If you're overweight and we're starting to see some major arthritis in your back, I could show you what's going on. All right? I could show you your bad feet. Maybe that'll engage you. Maybe the visual will engage you. But if we're going to the pills and not actually sharing the responsibility and throwing all the responsibility on the pill, we're going to have a problem. I mean, look at why Y2K freaked everybody out. We were relying on computers. I hate the fact that we rely on computers. I have right now no responsibility when it comes to my family's birthdays or phone numbers. It's all on my phone. Why am I relinquishing such control? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. You know, this was kind of a sad email I just received, I wish I could get you to call because I'd like to talk to you more about it. She writes, Doctor, you were discussing depression. My brother killed himself last year. Could it have been his medications? He wasn't depressed. This is scary. You know, we were just talking about medications, obviously. We were also talking about depression, you know, in marriage, how marriage could cause depression. Yeah, because the stress of a marriage, a bad marriage. What medications out there do you have to be careful of that can actually cause depression? I mean, we are now in the pill-popping age, okay? And I am a part of that pill-popping age because here I am. I'm writing your cholesterol medication, your diabetic medication, your blood pressure medication, your antidepressants, your pain medication, etc. Yeah, I worry. With every single medication I write, I worry that you could have a side effect with it. And it's not the basic side effects we know of. It's the weird side effects. Remember that little girl that apparently on a Thanksgiving weekend years ago had taken, the mom gave her Motrin for a fever, and she ended up having the Steven Johnson syndrome where the skin just started to peel? That's some pretty scary stuff. And so with the, you know, so I always respect the pill I write, okay? You know, we just don't write prescriptions willy-nilly. Yes, we end up being comfortable and we have to be confident. I mean, when I was a medical student, the very first prescription I wrote, my hand was shaking. I was peeing in my pants. And then I called the patient and said, okay, you swallowed the pill? Okay, how did that go? I mean, I remember even in the hospital, I like wanted to watch them swallow. I was like freaking out. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, I was just really, really freaked out. And over time, you're like, okay, you know, I'm okay with the Z-Pack. I'm okay. But should we ever be too comfortable? No. Okay. Because like with Z-Packs, for example, you can't take that if you have a cardiac arrhythmia or prolonged QT syndrome, which we've talked about on the show. So you do need to, as a clinician, be very, very careful with any medications. Just like any of you going over the counter, buying a medication over the counter, you need to be careful. You need to respect. You need to understand that any of these things could mess with you. We're still wondering how Heath Ledger died. All right. You know, we know we had some Lortab that day, possibly some Valium, possibly an Ambien, a little alcohol. Did he really overdose? I don't think we got any report that he was doing drugs. How did Heath Ledger die? Was it just the wrong mix at the wrong time? So then when we look at medications causing depression, okay, I mean, I would love to know what medications, you know, your brother was on. But, you know, one of the medications that comes to mind, if I ever hear of somebody killing himself, while taking a medication, I would be looking at one of the medicines for depression. You know, some of these SSRIs, or even the monoamine oxidase inhibitors, the MAOIs, some of these medications can put you into a funk, even though it is treating depression. Tricyclic antidepressants like your Elavil, Pamelor, those types of things could make you depressed. So if you aren't quote unquote depressed, but you're taking these medications for something else. I've told you, I have patients on SSRIs for their ulcers, for their migraines, for their bowel, irritable bowel issues, and they do well. But I always have to make sure that these medicines aren't making them depressed, even though it's supposed to help also with depression. So I first think of that. The second thing I think of, which is a very, very common medication, are steroids. Many of you guys are on steroid medications, prednisone, hydrocortisone, methylprednisolone. You know, you're on steroids because of certain conditions that you have, asthma, COPD, certain colitises, certain rheumatologic diseases, things like that. You know, I mean, you shouldn't be on steroids, Crohn's, chronically, but for some of you, that's the only thing that could manage you, you calming down your immune system with corticosteroids. But remember, you're also getting steroids in these little nasal sprays, like these Nasonex, Nasacorts, etc., and those things can actually cause depression and mood disorders and even mood swings. So that's kind of pretty scary too. So you know, anything that could cause a mood disorder, WebMD does a very, very good breakdown of what medicines cause depression and what medicines could cause mania. But I would just caution you and realize that these medicines could do both. You know, some of you may go on a Lexapro or something and say you were suicidal on it. And the Lexapro was supposed to be an antidepressant, but it turns you into a manic episode. Many people with manic depression or bipolar disorder, if you give them an SSRI, they start to go the other way. some of your patients on Parkinson's disease, the levodopa, they could get a mania or they could get a depression. Again, other types of medications that seem to immunosuppress you, like cyclosporine, that could cause issues. Thyroid medication. Some of you take thyroid medication. I don't really see a lot of depression with it, but I may see some mania. The other mood issues being quote-unquote higher, that could kind of make you. Of course, the amphetamines can also give you a high. Unfortunately, I'm not talking about a drug high, but put you into a manic episode. So those are things you need to be careful of. And then with depression, we're starting to watch these kids who take Accutane. Accutane that treats acne. True, you don't want to get pregnant, and they are starting to see some correlations with bowel disease, but Accutane can cause depression. Alcohol can cause depression. A lot of you guys drink, and you don't realize that that's why you're depressed. Ooh, painkillers, too. Many of you will take a Lortab or a Norco or a Percocet. You feel really good when the narcotic hits, but then later that night or the next day, you are grumpy. Narcotics do that. Narcotics make you grumpy. The other thing also is Valium, Xanax, your benzodiazepines, Halcyon, Clonopin, Ativan. Boy, a lot of you guys are on Clonopin and Ativan these days. I'm not seeing as much Xanax as, boy, you guys are on Clonopin and Ativan in droves. You guys are coming into my clinic. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I understand it's stressful, but those things are downers. They're depressants. Your downers, your barbiturates. Those also, a lot of you guys can be on phenobarb. Those are to help suppress seizures. Those could cause depressants. Anticonvulsants are supposed to suppress epileptic seizures, that could do it too. Now, what about blood pressure medicine? Could blood pressure medicine make you depressed? Absolutely. Your calcium channel blockers can make you depressed. We found those. Sometimes your beta blockers can. So certain blood pressure medications can. What about cholesterol medicine? Has cholesterol medicine been found too? Yeah. They all have. Even diabetes medicine. I don't see diabetes medicine on here, but I've had people say their diabetes medicine made them depressed. Why? Because some of them made them hypoglycemic. So they had this drop in their blood sugar. And with that drop in their blood sugar, they became depressed. Get this one. Some of you guys have shingles or herpes and you take Valtrex or Zovirax. That can make you depressed. No. Zovirax is your acyclovir. Acyclovir could do it too. Birth control. Your birth control also can make you moody. And then some of you guys are on testosterone. Testosterone messes with the hormones. That could do it too. So, you know, any of these medicines can cause some sort of depression or some sort of after effect. And you need to know this. But I got to tell you, man, my patients on chronic pain medicines, they're grumpy. Not only because of the pain, but that withdrawal from the pain medicine as it wears off, they get some grumpiness. And it's kind of frightening. You know, your moods are very, very delicate. And it kind of scares me how we just don't seem to, I guess, have the control or have the understanding that a lot of these medications can mess with it. Now, you know, we had another school stabbing the other day. We have these school shootings. I want to know what the medicine list is. I'm extremely concerned on what medicine it was. And not only is it you taking the medicine, but what if you miss a dose? You may be taking a medicine to control depression. Well, yaddy flippin' da. But then you decide to miss your dose, or you decide that you can't afford it anymore and you don't take the medication, you're going to be going down from a mood disorder. So it's scary, you know, and I'm sorry about your brother. That's really, really sad. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So news today says that Valerie Harper, remember she played Rhoda, is being sued by playwright Matthew Lombardo and several Broadway producers because she didn't tell them she had brain cancer. This is being reported by TMZ. According to a lawsuit obtained by TMZ, Lombardo and his production team claim that Harper failed to inform them in 2012 that her cancer had returned while she was starring in his play Looped. The producers noticed something was awry when she began slurring and forgetting her lines during rehearsals. Harper had gone to see the doctor at the director's urging, according to TMZ. In January 2013, she learned that the cancer had spread to her brain, and she was told she only had 3 months to live. Remember that? After getting the news, she dropped out of the play. Now, Lombardo and his co-plaintiffs claim Harper left them insufficient time to find a replacement and are seeking $2 million. The lawsuit was filed in response to a lawsuit filed by Harper, who claims that Lombardo refused to pay her the rest of her salary as set forth in her contract. Earlier this month, she said she is not yet cancer-free, but is cautiously optimistic about her condition. You know, when you read something like this, you just shake your head on what people, I mean, how people act. Okay, so she has to leave her contract because she's sick. Okay, now I don't know what was in her contract. What was it in her contract that even if she gets sick and she can't continue, she still gets paid or not? I don't know. All right, but now you have a countersuit that she should have warned them they were sick. They were, you know, see, this is why we need lawyers still, okay? Because these things happen, all right? You can't get rid of lawyers unless you get rid of the lawsuits. But if there's lawsuits, you know, still, even without lawyers, then you need to. You could file a lawsuit without a lawyer. You see, you can. That's why we still need lawyers, okay? We may not like a lot of them, but we still need them. Well, that's some pretty scary stuff. You know, you could actually be sued or you could not get paid for being sick. Now, this is one of those things where I don't know how we're ever going to get this back, where there's going to be loyalty with employers. You know, I mean, in the olden days, now maybe I could be wrong, but you could be sick and still be paid for being off the clock, right? In the olden days, and you know, now as an employer, I find that very, very difficult to do. You know, you can only do so much, and also if you show one employee favoritism and you don't show it to the others, you could get in trouble that way too. Everything has gotten so litigious that it's so black and white and very, very cold these days. I talked to you about one of my employees wanted to make up extra hours because she had to miss most of 1 week. Well, if I did that the next week, it would be overtime. And overtime is a hell of a lot more expensive. So we needed her to not go into overtime because we kind of have a general rule. Everybody wants to go into overtime in her office and you can't just let one do it and not the other. She's like, well, then don't let me do overtime. Let me just work the extra hours so then I can end with an 80-hour paycheck. Well, that's what I want to do. I think that's a brilliant idea, 80-hour pay weeks. But no, according to labor laws, each week can't be over 40 hours. So if so, you have to be paying time and a half. I have staff that want to come in on the weekend just to, or come in on holidays just to do some catch-up. No, because we got to pay double time on that. And you know, if we don't really need, you know, so somebody wanted to make up the extra money, it has to now be a calculated decision. When can you just do things non-calculatedly and just, I mean, as a friend, help somebody out? But there's no friends when it comes to, unfortunately, contracts and employers and employees, et cetera. And it stinks, you know? I mean, I always wanted to be the boss and even me as an employee, I have no problem taking my work home. When I was an employee, get stuff done, come back. I'm a workaholic, so I enjoy working at home. I love that kind of stuff. Okay, but no, in this day and age, anything could be a violation or could be looked upon as favoritism or something. And it's just frustrating. You know, there was an article, this was kind of striking. This had to do with chemotherapy patients. Let me see if I could find it. Oh my gosh, I think There was a study that many chemotherapy patients are fired by the time they receive their, let me look that up, their chemotherapy. That is some scary stuff, where many of them find that they're unemployed. Here we go. 1/3 of chemotherapy patients are unemployed after treatment, according to the study. This is being reported in Fox News. Researchers at the University of Michigan Health System analyzed 2290 women who had been diagnosed with non-metastatic breast cancer through post-diagnostic surveys, and they focused on paid employment, financial issues, and other quality of life factors. 4 years later, 1,500 of these 2,200 women completed a follow-up questionnaire. Of patients under 65 who had completed both surveys and whose breast cancer did not recur, 76% were employed before their diagnosis. Data from the follow-up revealed that 30% of the patients no longer worked. Furthermore, the women who had undergone chemotherapy were less likely to be in paid employment compared to those who did not receive chemotherapy as their first treatment. According to researchers, women who underwent chemo had a 1.4 times higher chance of unemployment following treatment. They say short-term employment loss is common, but nobody's really researched long-term unemployment. Now, I remember what happened with our health insurance with my staff. We had one breast cancer nurse and another nurse that had thyroid cancer. Our insurance company, I don't want to say they dropped us. They either dropped us, this was years ago, or they raised their rates so high that we couldn't use them for insurance. Now, it ruined it for the rest of the staff. The rest of the staff who had insurance, I remember it ruined it for them. And so then we tried to struggle to find another insurance company, and of course we couldn't because of having two nurses that had cancer. Now, this is one of the reasons why many of us were looking forward to health care reform, but that didn't seem to work, because even though there's pre-existing conditions, and now everybody's paying, you know, up the yin-yang, except for the ones qualifying for subsidies, so that's a whole nother story. But, you know, are people getting fired? You know, we hear of these cases where employers fire people that get a cancer diagnosis. Now, what protections do you have as an employee when you get cancer? That's some scary stuff. I mean, you need to know not only are your finances stable, but your health insurance is stable. Again, something that should have been fixed with Obamacare that wasn't. There's no way to keep your insurance. Nobody is protected with keeping their insurance because it's all reliant on your employer. Your insurance has to be independent of your employer. So that's pretty frightening, you know? And now, you know, what's in the state of mind of employers? Well, everybody right now thinks employers are these mean, money-hungry people, etc. However, you have to understand we have a lot of drowning employers. And when people drown, they're not going to be using euphemisms, be politically correct. They are going to be scratching to survive. We talked about drowned victims. You don't go up to them in face forward. You get behind the drowning victim, because when you face a drowning victim, they may be in such panic trying to survive that they scratch and pull you down just to get to the surface, and they could accidentally hurt you, not meaning to, which is they're in a very, very delirious state. We're having employers scratching to survive right now, and somebody that would be requiring paid leave and you know, and expensive health insurance, etc., and them now needing to hire an extra employee, many employers, they're just barely getting by, and that puts you in a very vulnerable situation. Things are nice when everybody's doing good, but when everybody's doing bad and everybody's struggling to survive, you are at risk. And it's scary stuff. So that's a horrible statistic. Now, is it because the chemotherapy makes people sick and they don't want to work? Not entirely. I know many cancer survivors and they could go back to work, but that could also be an issue too. Chemotherapy can cause depression, can cause weakness, fatigue, etc., even post. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.